Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So you go on a date, you think it went great, and then you never hear from the person again. They're avoiding your calls. They won't answer your texts. And you're left scratching your head wondering, what the hell happened? How did I misread that? That's where Second Date Update comes in. Lena.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. You want to do a second date update on a guy named Ed, right?
I sure do, yeah.
All right. You want to fill us in from the start? How'd you meet him?
Of course. Well, we met on Match, so online dating like a lot of people now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty new to the dating world again. So I think that's an important thing to know about me is that I got divorced recently. I think it was about 9 months ago now. So I haven't really done any kind of dating, but I decided, you know, wait till summer, and here I am. So went on a couple dates, and it's been interesting. Ed is the first guy that I've really had a connection with. There's a guy I went out with before him who was just a definite no-go. He really creeped me out. But the second guy I really liked, and that's Ed, and that's what Paul's about.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
So how'd that go? You met him on Match. You exchanged messages, I guess. Did you do like a safe coffee date first before actually doing a real date, or did you just jump right in?
Well, we met for lunch at First Watch, actually.
Oh, good.
And he came during his lunch hour at work.
Mm-hmm.
So we could kind of, you know, make it a little bit more laid back lunch rather than dinner.
Plus, you have a time limit on it. And
exactly.
So there's no awkward exit.
Exactly. So it seemed smart. And the thing I really liked about that, too, is that he was obviously coming from work, so he was in his suit, which I personally found very sexy because I was married to a blue-collar guy before, so I really appreciate, you know, man in a suit.
Man in a suit, mm-hmm.
So it was nice. I mean, we were there for, probably a little bit over an hour, because his lunch break was like an hour and a half, and I really thought everything was great, and I just haven't heard anything since.
Oh, so it never really went past the lunch then, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I was really comfortable with him. Our conversation was great. We laughed. We connected. I just don't know what could have kept him from calling me or even texting me back, because I did text him. But he even said at the end of our date that he would talk to me later. So I really was expecting that. And like I said, I'm new with this again, so I don't know what happened, but I really thought we had a connection and wanted to see what happened.
Yeah, I feel talk to you later is like a blow-off statement.
You don't feel like that's a commitment?
No.
Okay.
I do.
Really?
Just being honest.
Like I said, I'm new, so I don't know.
I know.
I was excited when he said that.
Well, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know. So far, what I've gotten from this is I think I might need to start wearing a suit every day to work.
Suits are sexy. I'm not going to lie.
It was really hot. Seriously.
Yeah.
I was very happily surprised when he walked in like that.
Maybe I'll wear like a 3-piece suit with a vest. You know?
Ooh, that would be cool. How about a cummerbund?
Get like a little, yeah, maybe a
cummerbund. Would you wear a cummerbund?
Sure. And like a watch, nice. You know, a little gold watch or something like
that. That dangles out of your pocket?
Yeah.
Ooh, cool.
And then add a monocle.
I was going to say, go with the monocle.
Oh, man,
let's
a
just
monocle.
Rock it.
I wouldn't be able to focus on the show, Jeff.
Yeah, I'd be too sexy.
Be so distracted.
I know. Well, Lena, if you can't think of anything else, so how did that go? Like, did you just kind of hang and wait for him to reach out to you, or did you aggressively go after him? What would you do to put it out there?
I did wait. I waited. It was almost a week, and then I texted him just to reach out because I was a little disappointed. I hadn't heard anything yet, and then no reply.
Okay.
I messaged him on the app, too.
Then, Lena, I'll tell you what. We're going to call him up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call Ed.
Call that SOB and find out.
Hey, mister.
Who do you think you are?
No, we'll be nice.
Well, maybe.
We got to miss. It's tough to get people to come on this thing, so we got to be nice to him and be very non-threatening.
Jeff and I promised to be, but Tim's been in a bit of a mood lately, so we can't really.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
We can't promise anything on his behalf.
Well, I appreciate any help, really.
You
all right,
got it.
Provided Tim doesn't screw this up. We'll talk to Ed coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Well, Lena's been divorced about 9 months, so she is new to the dating scene, and she doesn't know the lingo or the way it works.
Dating is hard.
Sure it is. She went on Match, went on a couple of dates, awkward, until she met Ed, first guy she really connected with. So they did lunch at First Watch. He gets about an hour and a half for lunch each day. They were there for over an hour. He comes all decked out in his suit, looking like $1 million.
Looking good.
She liked. Lena made the point that she was married to a blue-collar guy for years, and I don't know. I guess she's ready for a change now. She finds the suit and tie guy pretty sexy.
I get it.
Great conversation. Laughed. Connected. And then at the end, talk to you later. I don't want to read anything into it because I wasn't there and I didn't get the tone.
Talk to you later if you've been friends for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really is talk to you later.
Right.
If it's this first introduction and how do you end it? Got to end it. How are we going to end it? I don't know what I'm feeling. I talk to you later. Okay, bye. It's a cop out. Or at least our second date update research has shown that.
We should start tracking all of this.
It can be.
It probably could be very helpful.
Kudos to Lena for hanging back a week before she finally texted him just to see what was up, and there has been no response. So he hasn't reached out, nor has he responded to her text. Lena, is there anything important that I left out?
No, you covered it really well. I just really want to figure out what happened.
All right, then I'll tell you what. We're going to make the phone call. You just hang there quietly in the background while we talk to Ed.
Thank you.
Let's see how it goes.
Hello?
Hello, Ed.
Hello?
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
It's Jeff and Jen, and we're with Q102. How are you doing this morning?
You got to be kidding.
No.
Nope.
We wouldn't lie to you. Tim's here, too.
Hey, good morning, Ed.
That's all right, Ed. I should probably ask first, would you mind coming on our show and not cussing for a few minutes?
Oh, my God. I have to quit online dating. This is nuts. I'm not cut out for this, man.
Oh, so you know what this is about. You obviously listen to our show. You know this is a second date update call.
Yeah, I put that together.
All right.
Yeah, I know the thing.
Well, since the ice is already...
I don't understand why women want to know why people don't call them. Like, I feel like... It's just like, you do the math.
You do listen to the show.
why do they want to know all this, like every day?
Well, have you ever been blown off, Ed?
Yeah, I have.
And you're not curious? Like, you know, is it my hair? Is it my breath? Is it what I wore? Is it something I said?
I don't even think about it. I just go, hey, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that you don't click with everybody. I'm not going to sit there, you know, like with my head in my hands trying to rack my brain like,
yeah.
You know, I just move on. It's like, that's that. And why do I need to, you know?
Well, I will say this. In Lena's defense, she felt like you two had an actual connection at lunch. Laughing, joking.
And this is about Lena. Did you know this was about Lena, or were you unsure?
No, I didn't. I do now, but no, I wasn't totally sure. I've had a few dates lately, but online, you know.
Gotcha. Sorry. I shouldn't have assumed. But, I mean, wouldn't you be a little surprised if it went as well as Lena thought it did with you, and then you never hear from them? I mean, I could see if it was just some standard lunch and there was no flirting or chemistry there, but she got the sense that there was. So did she completely misread that?
I don't know. She's a nice person. I'll say that. I mean, she's totally nice. And, no, I don't know. I mean, everybody, you know, has their own experience, you know, on their side. But, like, I don't want to sound like an ass.
Well, first off... Let me just preface this by saying she said that you looked great in a suit.
Well, that's very nice.
Which is isn't that a nice compliment? She said you're a handsome guy, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that changes the delivery of what's about to happen here, but
yeah, it's very nice. And I came from work and I do wear a suit, and that's nice that she appreciated that.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, it's like it was kind of the opposite for me. Like I got there and she looked like she had come from I don't know what, like Bible study or something. She had like a boring kind of just white blouse on, and she was wearing like just like this long, like a long kind of flowing skirt, so that I couldn't even really get it was like the opposite kind of what you I would think a woman might wear to be sexy or just to even put out that vibe at all. I mean, as soon as I saw her, I was like, I had to remind myself that this was a date because it looked like I was meeting with my, like, fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Clayburgh, or something. You know, she had that look. Like, she actually reminded me of a certain person that that was my elementary school teacher.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, with the way you're describing it, I guess I do. But so that was it? It was just you weren't impressed with her ensemble?
Well, yeah. I mean, and again, I don't want to be, like, a total jerk about this. But, like, yeah, you know, you meet somebody and you just instantly go, I don't see how, if this is her idea of sexy getting to, I don't know. I don't know. It sounds stupid.
Okay, no, it is what it is. You're attracted to what you're attracted to, and if you're not, you're not. I'm sorry. Ed, as you know from listening to Second Date Update, I should tell you, as you probably have assumed, Lena is on the line. She's hearing all of this. Lena, you still with us?
Yeah, wow. I don't know what to say. I mean, maybe, yeah, I need a girl's day out shopping to update my wardrobe. But like I said, it's been a long time since I've been dating. I don't really know how it works anymore. I'm trying to figure that out.
I mean, Ed, in Lena's defense, it was lunch.
That's true.
You know, I'm sure it would have been different if it was maybe a nighttime dinner date.
Yeah, I mean, but still, like, I mean, if I'm going out, I thought to myself before I went over there, I was like, I feel like I look okay. It's going to be good. I didn't dress up specifically for the date, but I would have to be. I sound so sh. But I mean, and I apologize for sounding so sh. You are a very nice person, and you will find someone who will be very good for you. I know it. I'm not that guy because you're definitely not. And if you do, I mean, you should. I don't need to give you advice. You're a woman. You can figure out your own style. I'm sorry. I should just shut up. Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, you really should. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I was kind of feeling sorry for putting him on the spot like that, but no, not.
It's funny because you'd think that after doing all the second date updates we've done, we'd get used to that kind of bluntness. And for whatever, it still surprises me when I hear it. Like, wow.
Well, I mean, isn't that what people are calling for?
It is.
I mean, they want to know.
I know. And we want that honesty. But there is that little part of me that winces.
There's different levels, though, too, of the discomfort. Okay, fine. Maybe a blouse and a long skirt is her style and she loves that. And that.
I have to say, I think that sounds nice.
Maybe she was at work and that was a work
thing. And what do you do for a living, Lena?
I'm a teacher.
She's a teacher.
I have to be covered up. I can't really go out and wear sexy things when I'm teaching.
Right. So, I mean, if that's her personal style and she loves it, well, then absolutely keep doing it. She could also possibly be a woman who's like, you know, I haven't updated my wardrobe in a really long time. And this, you know, this is confirming my suspicions that maybe I should have a little bit more fun with my clothes. That's an easy thing to fix if it's something that you're insecure about. You know, if it's you show up on the date and the guy says she's 60 pounds overweight, that's going to take a little bit more work if it's something you're insecure about and you want to change.
The way she was dressed made it seem like she was overweight because he couldn't tell. It's sort of that kind of outfit where you feel like she might be hiding something. I don't know, or insecure about. I don't. It's stupid.
I am not overweight. In fact, I'm underweight for my height, according to my doctor.
Interesting.
Then let the world know. I don't know.
Oh my
goodness.
I mean,
I like that hippie, you know, like boho style. A lot of my clothes are free fitting and loose. And again, especially when I'm at work because I'm moving around with the kids. I mean, not only do I teach, but it's kindergarten. So, you know, I'm on the floor with them and this and that. I mean, I have to be physical and be able to move around and not have to worry about, you know,
stuff falling out.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Ed, listen, I know we put you on the spot. We appreciate your honesty. I know that was not easy for you to say.
But the only reason I said that is because she wanted to know.
Okay.
You know, so I don't feel like I'm a total ass.
I think Lena got the message loud and clear.
Seriously,
Lena, the way he described your outfit, it sounds lovely. You sound lovely. You continue to be you. Don't let this get in your head.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're right. Thank you.
And we are here for you if we can ever help you out on any of these other second date updates. By the way, there's no rule that says you can't call us more than once for a second date update.
That is true.
Really? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Ed, thanks again for taking the call. And Lena, we appreciate you coming on Jeff and Jen's Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Good luck out there.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. If you have a Second Date Update call you want us to make, 513-749-2320. Or you can email us, Jeff and Jen, at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.